people who live around the temple, they think it is a very good bargain. They like Mahananda Prabhu's prasadam.
But if it is meant that these rich dishes can be distributed to the people, and it is easy to have intimacy with them, and we shall get them for the service of the Lord, then that will fetch another money. Not for himself, but to entrap the persons by good dishes, and to try to engage them and for higher service. Then it has got its justification in another way.
That may be his...
Are it for only his tongue, of course it is not good.
No.
But if it is unavailable, it is better to offer and then to take. Donation is there.
Yes. He is doing for the preaching. But he is not averse to relishing it himself. But he does not want to...
Mahaprabhu's general direction to Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das, so Mahaprabhu gave him instruction that I appoint Swarup Damodar for your spiritual education. Then still, Das Goswami, he was roaming about. What do you want? I want some direct advice from you, how I am to go on. And Mahaprabhu, I have already given you in the custody of Swarup Damodar. He knows much, even more than me, sir. Still, if you have got regard, a special regard for my advice, I generally give these outlines to you. Gammabhattva nasunibe, gammabhattva nabhavi. Don't allow yourself to mix with these mundane topics, neither listen nor participate. Na sunibe, gammabhattva nabhavi. Bhalo na khaibe, as bhalo. Don't eat anything tasteful, and don't use any gorgeous dress, rich dress. Amani manada Krishna naam sada love. And you try to take the name of Krishna constantly with the attitude of such humility that don't disturb anybody and don't allow you to be disturbed by the behavior of others. Amani manada. Don't hanker for any respect outside. And neither you lack by giving respect to others. Always give respect to others and don't hanker respect from anyone. Amani manada. In this attitude, you go on taking the name of Krishna incidentally. And the Vraja Radha Krishna Sura Manasa, and in the middle, at the within your heart, try to understand what is Radha Krishna Seva, Radha Govinda Seva, that is not to give them to others to advertise, keep it within the core of your heart. And there, you try to serve Radha Krishna. That was the concise advice to Das Goswami by Mahaprabhu. So, bhalo khawa, bhalo para, good dress and good eating, it is not good generally. At the same time, Mahaprabhu says somewhere, akantha puriya kara prasad sevan uchchakari kara naam sankirtan. Fill your belly as much as you can up to throat. And also don't be miser to use your energy energy, use your energy fullest, and cry aloud, Krishna, Krishna, come here. So you use your energy to the fullest degree and take from the store of Krishna as much as you can. Take it. Utilize energy for the service of Krishna in any stage of life. And don't be self-centered. Be God-centered. It is not elephant and elephant is much, but gives such service also. And the ant cannot eat much, but may bite a devotee. So, less eating is not very important thing. In the store of Krishna, no want of things supply. So, whatever suits you, take that sort of energy and use it to the fullest extent for the service of Krishna, in any degree. But generally, on your particular case, you are tempted by this test and this uttahara prayasastra, the three veg, udar upastha, vibha veg. Tongue wants to eat sweet things, tasteful things, and belly also wants to get more, to fill up. This is udar veg. Jiva, udar, and they produce some bad effect in the union of men and women, upastha veg. They generally produces. So, by controlling the food, we can also, it may be help to control the other senses also. So generally we shall not eat much, but if independent of other misuse, we can utilize the full food energy for the service of the Lord, no objection. The very spirit of the thing should be taken, and not only form. The service, the amount of service, the quality of service, in our mat, those that did brain work, they were given some milk. And those ordinary physical, they may curry and this dad, sufficient for them. But those that will have to, reading all these things, some milk food is necessary for their brain. In this way, this is Yukta Vaidanta, according to necessity. Anyhow, that the purpose will be the service of Krishna and the Vaishnava.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Vaida Bhaktas should guard themselves against offense in serving God and chanting Naam. Offenses arising during service and offenses arising while chanting Naam are shown separately.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has written in Krishna Sangita, in the end, Bharuvahi Sharograhi, two sections. There is a section who bears the burden in the memory so many advices of the scripture. One section, bears the burden in the memory. Another, who understand the very gist, the substance of the advice. Sarograhi. The Sarograhi section also may be divided into many sections, that those, even apparently, they are engaged in the physical affairs, but at heart, they are. It is possible. Doing the, as a king, he is conducting the government, administration, outwardly, but inwardly he may have his life in Vrindavan, even in the secret camp of Radharani Krishna. a sad piece. It is also possible.
Mm.
It is also possible.
Mm. So his understanding is more developed.
Huh?
So that his understanding is more developed than the one carrying in the memory.
Ah, carrying in the memory is lower.
Uh-huh.
But who has got the very gist, very substance it is, they can withdraw from the physical connection and devote most intensely to the service of the Lord. And then when they come outside, he is also conducting administration and so many business also.
Mm.
It is also possible, they say.
Mm.
They are sarugrahi, double phase of life is also possible.
Mm.
Though their sin in the public works and affairs, or in his family affairs, so much engaged, but it is possible that when they are finally have got that pure conclusion, that this is all mortal, and that is real, and when they attain that real, they can do it fully. And their existence in the outside is formal one. Formal one. It is also possible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it is different type of cases. But the real thing is that the degree of purity in the surrender and the service, whatever be the outward adjustment, the internal adjustment is independent of outward expression. It is possible, but not always.
Mm.
In the, especially in the lower case, physical adjustment helps the inner. We shall try to convert our physical, the valuation of the physical things, to help us to reach in the internal valuation of everything.
Mm. He says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, according to Varaha Purana and Padma Purana, offense of service is fivefold. And then the first one he says, want of taking care according to one's might. Want, he's talking about deity service, or he's talking about Vaida Bhakta more generally. He says, want of taking care according to one's might. And then he explains, there is wealth, but no timely festival is performed about the deity. In spite of ability, service is made by inferior kinds of materials. In spite of ability, service is made by inferior kinds of materials.
To deal miserly.
Yes, yes. So he's saying you have ability to serve deity nicer.
But you do not care. That is, you are not using yourself fully, not dedicating fully according to your capacity.
That
is miserly dealing about that.
Of
course, that is that.
But then on the next page he says, during service you should consider yourself as the most humble servant of God. Without doing this, if you praise yourself or consider yourself as superior worshipper, there will be pride at the time of service. If you worship with many materials, with pomp and show, thereby thinking yourself great, then it is also a pride in service.
Of course, the common thing that is, according to your surrender, everything will be useful. Your understanding, your realization of the above truth, the real realization, it will depend on that, the common thing. So many stages it may take.
These items that I wanted to use in deity service, they were items I had bought in order to sell to make money. But I was unable to sell and make a profit. So they
are... Only money-making business, it should not be thought so low. It has got its benefit. But still it is meant for the lower section of devotee.
Yes, 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 yes. But I had done this.
Acharyami bhari japuja srudayati no tad bhakti sujanyesu sa bhakta prakritasita. Was making much of the idol worship and disregard the devotees as they are of lower type. But the higher type, they will regard more the devotee than the archa. Because in the devotee also, there is also expression of the deity in more original form. In the heart of the devotee, there is the deity who is guiding his always. And that is higher expression of the deity than in the physical plane. So, the middle class of devotee, he will have a greater appreciation for the devotee than the Srimurti. Ignoring devotee, if he goes to worship the deity, that commits offense. When I first came to the Gauriya Mot there in Calcutta, in a hired house, the Mahaprabhu's Murti was in an out room. And our Guru Maharaj used to live on the first floor, only one room there on the roof, and he used to stay there. I asked one day, one gentleman, I am coming and going, this murti of Mahaprabhu, it is made of the wood or earth or dhatu, minerals, what is it? He was enraged with me. What do you say? Sakshat Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu himself. Don't think of wood and this or that. What is it? Yes, Mahaprabhu himself is there. Don't think otherwise. And if Mahaprabhu himself is here, then who is the best devotee amongst you, your Gurudev, he must remain with Mahaprabhu. Can we not expect like that? Mahaprabhu himself is there, and the best devotee amongst you, he must be with Mahaprabhu, but he has engaged one of his junior devotees to take care of Mahaprabhu, and he is above. What is the reason? Then he told me, I could catch somewhat, that he is also near Mahaprabhu always, in his heart. And that is the higher expression of Mahaprabhu than this. I could follow somewhat. So in the heart of the devotee there is also Mahaprabhu, and that is more living Mahaprabhu than in this deity. So Mahaprabhu, Krishna, all, it is going to the natural conception of Satchit Ananda Chetan, in the spiritual. And he has come down for the lowest section in this form to take physical service from us. He has come down to attract the lowest type of devotees. He has come down. But higher form of devotee, without the Srimurti, they can go on with their services. And the highest class, everywhere they cannot see anything which is not connected with God. Everything connected with God. The highest class. All connected with God. And this way. Hare Krishna. Whenever any forest he sees, oh, Vrindavan. Any hillock, oh, Govardhan, gives that sort of impression in him. And he enjoys that, you know, everything. A naughty boy is moving here and there against the memory of Krishna. Krishna was such very over-energetic, and doing this and that, and destroying, breaking so many utensils, and so many things wasting, and disturbing mother, and little boy Krishna. these things will come. Okay, okay.
Siddhartha Kumar. Siddhartha Kumar.
Siddhartha. Gaur Hari Gaur. So I close here.
That the devotee is always going to worship, do bhajan in the evening. But if he chances on Harikatha, then he does not care for the bhajan, the puja, the archana, the like this. If he happens on Harikatha. Because all of these things are, the goal is Harikatha.
Kirtan is better than Archan.
Huh.
He is engaged in Harikatha with a devotee.
Hmm.
And the time of Arati Karsandha is crossed.
Hmm.
That he won't mind it. The Lord won't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
He was engaged in another form of worship. He was talking, he was also making a puja of mine in another form. He would take like that. That's the sincerity of the heart. That is all. You see, once Krishna was guest at Vidur's house. Vidur was out for begging.
Hmm.
And Vidur's wife was there. Krishna suddenly came, and Vidur's wife Paras was in the bathroom. She was forgetfulness of the Krishna has come. His voice perhaps she could catch, and she was very, very poor. Their lifestyle of life was very, very poor.
Mm.
No cloth, but. She forgetful of her own position, she is coming out. Krishna has to throw his over cloth to her body. And then he was wrapping that, her body with that cloth. He came to Krishna. And after making Krishna to sit in some fire, and how to serve him.
Hmm.
And then nothing. They are in the room, only some plantain fruit. Then he took the plantain and his the cover. He's uncovering the plantain, and instead of giving the fruit to his hand, he's giving the cover to his hand.
Hmm.
And Krishna is eating that cover of the plant.
Hmm.
Just at that time, Vidur and Narad, both of them reached there, and they found the scenery. Then Vidur cried aloud, "What are you doing? You are leaving the fruit, you are giving the cover to Krishna and the city." But he is unconscious about that. Yes, am I doing like that? Then Narad remarked, she is forgetful of her own self with the joy, suddenly finding Krishna in her house, overjoyed, lost all her senses. I don't blame her. But our Lord, what he is doing, how he is eating the cover, why he cannot suggest that, oh, give the fruit, not the cover. I blame not to the devotee, but to the Lord. Then Krishna remarked, Narada, I am neither eating the fruit nor the cover. I am eating his devotional sentiment. Then how to ascertain what is what. Mm. Mm. patram pushpam phalam toyam jome bhakta prajachati tadaham bhakti puritam asnami prajatatmana. Whether it is a leaf or it is a flower or it is fruit or it is water, it does not matter. But what is given, offered to me with devotion, with dedication, I accept that. Bhavagrahi janardana. Only I take that mental emotion, that regard towards me, I eat that, and not the outer representation. Something like that. Gold for you. So I close here. Huh?
I had one more question.
One more. What is that?
I just wondered if you could elaborate, because the first time I ever hear of this, Bhaktivinoda is telling that there are, he says, knowledge by senses is possible to all jivas having senses. Knowledge of feelings of the external world is carried by senses through the nerves to the brain. These feelings are carried from the external world by the first faculty of mind, which is the inner sense. These feelings are carried from the external world by the first faculty of mind, which is
the first?
Faculty of mind, which is the inner sense,
which is the inner sense.
Yes. Then, by the second faculty of mind, these feelings are kept in memory. By the third faculty, they are united and separated.
Assimilation.
Resulting in imagination and contemplation. The fourth faculty determines the quality of these feelings and minimizes their number, differentiation, I suppose. And again, dividing, these feelings increase their number. By the fifth faculty, a common meaning is obtained from these assorted feelings. This is called reasoning.
Psychological analysis. That is applied in the experience of this the world.
This is all the subtle body. So, but I never hear this division before. Five faculties. But then he goes on to say that man is not satisfied by that. That he is... he must be...
This is inductive process. But deductive process is independent of this. Knowledge coming down from higher to lower. This is the aruha pantha, that is ascending method. From the world of experience, it is going to the for higher utility in the human brain. Not possible in the animals also with such analysis. But the deductive knowledge is something else. Deductive, descending from higher to lower. Sautu Siddhanta. It captures the center and then it comes to the senses. From higher to lower. And this can help to a certain extent to help the people of the what is the scholars. These analytical things may be used. They are collected from outside, and through this particular process it comes to some universal position.
Mm-hmm.
And they come that this is this is that, this is that. Of Dipanta. They're all doing the ascending method, collected from outside. But the descending process first captures the center heart, and then it extends itself to every quarter and corner, to the physical plane. They come to the senses also. And without coming to the to the level of senses, also it can fill up the whole heart and the whole mental system. Hare Krishna. Okay? Huh?
Contradictory.
Huh?
It's confusing to me. He says something about power.
About power?
In the original decision of tattva, or truth, there is no other independent being than God. He is all-powerful. Out of His unthinkable infinite power, all jivas and jagat have sprung up. Power is not different from the powerful. When jiva and jagat are the evolution or parinam of God's power, then they cannot be separate entities if judged from the angle of root or first cause. But if judged impartially, power cannot be said as powerful. One, he says, power is the same as the powerful.
That is applicable everywhere. Every stage that is applicable. Tatastha, a relative and absolute consideration. Achinta bhedabhed. So Mahaprabhu, in a generalized statement, he represented that everywhere there is difference and common and difference. And that is achinto, unthinkable. Because that depends on the sweet will of the Lord. Everything is different in some way and common in some way. You can compare anything with everything. Something common, something different.
Depending on angle of vision.
And depending on the sweet will. So it is achinto, not comprehensible with an ego in any time. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagatam bhaktamuchina mastani sarvabhutani no cha aham te shavastita no cha mastani bhutani vaishkame yogam isha. I am everywhere, I am nowhere. Everything in me, nothing in me. Try to understand my peculiar position. You what you know, what is it, what am I? This is inconceivable. The relative and the absolute position. It depends on His sweet will. The key in His hand. It is applicable everywhere. To the gross, from gross to subtle.
So we are independent? We are independent, but yet
also
we are slaves.
Slave. Both existing together. Sometimes this, this side, sometimes that side. Everything is possible. But Srila Thakur has written in one place that even he, if he wishes, the whole plane of jiva shakti, the jiva potency, may be destroyed. In philosophical jugglery also, the God is free. Can he commit suicide? the questions for that. If he is free, then he must, he can commit suicide. And he committed suicide, then he is no more. These are fallacies. A disease of the thought. But in other words, he commits suicide in Brahmaloka. In Brahmaloka is there, non-differentiated prema. There he is suicide. After suicide, he is represented there as non-differentiated prema as Brahma.
As power but not
and
power.
And assertion, highest assertion in Krishna conception. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare. Nidai, Nidai. This is a very peculiar slope as the basis of all philosophical thought. I am everywhere, I am nowhere. Everything in me, nothing in me. Contradiction. A pure, straight contradiction. And that is harmonized.
Inconceivable.
Try to understand what is my peculiar position, Arjuna. I am not a man that I am giving contradictory statements to you. The inner substance, try to catch. Everywhere I am everything, I am nothing. Everything in me, nothing in me. What is this? Pure contradiction. I am there. Then what am I? And I try to adjust. What can go beyond the jurisdiction of this statement? Nothing. Okay. You are coming here? So I take leave of you. I shall go to shape. Intact to purify sweet well, Ganges water. So the Vaishnava not by mentally or physically he should be weighed. But soul's property is devotion. Vaishnavism is soul's function. The quality of the soul. Neither the mental system nor the physical system. Physically, he may have, he may be blind, he may be lame. Mentally, also he may be little rough. And little greedy also. But that won't disturb his Vaishnava characteristic, for that is it, that is faith. Faith in Krishna. This is shabhava janitai. Shabhav means that nature. Bhupushastya dosahi and physical defect, deficiency. No prakritattam bhakta janasya. We should not go to give our judgment, seeing all these things, taking into account. Why a Vaishnava should be blind? Why a Vaishnava should be lame or deaf? Why that Vasudeva Vipra was attacked with Kushtha? Why Sanatana Goswami had so many itches, oozing so many bad juice on the body? Why that Vaishnava is attacked with fever? Why Mahaprabhu had fever when he was going to Gaya? In these things. This is not to be accounted. That Krishna also told, I have got a severe headache. Krishna also told that the headache also in Vrindavan. Sometimes told the dust of the holy feet of my devotee will cure. And here also Mahaprabhu told put wash water of the Brahmins will cure my fever when going to Gaya. And Vrindavan also wants Krishna. Repented. And in another body he came as a physician. Mm. And he came to see Krishna. And he expressed the opinion, a serious disease, and it can only be cured by medicine, but for that medicine, some water is necessary, carried from Yamuna by one lady who is just beyond any
reproach,
doubt. She should carry by an earthen pot which has so many pores, 1,000 pores in an earthen pot. And a chest lady will carry water from Yamuna in that pot. It is necessary, and I shall give some medicine, then the boy will be cured. Otherwise, no other. Then Yashoda, he looked around, he asked, Kuchila Jyotila, they are blaming Radharan always for her character. So Yashoda, she found among this strong crowd, that's called Kuchila Jyotila. He with folded palms, he prayed to Jyotila. She was advanced stage. Your character beyond all suspicion. Please save my son. Go with this pot, the porous pot, and carry some water from him. Then Jyotila told how it is possible. So many holes. How water can stay. Then the physician Krishna told, yes, it will be possible if one is a chest lady. Then she will be able to do. Then Jyotila, anyhow, entreated by Yashoda extremely, but she tried, but no water. Just take the water, but the water going away through the ports, holes. Very impossible what to do, so many followers also went. Then next, Yashoda appealed to her daughter, Kuchila. She also, but she said, sir, impossible. How can anyone can fetch water in a porous lake? So she, anyhow, by the request, she cannot avoid, but of Yashoda, so much hardness that she tried, but the same thing. Then no one in the crowd agrees to go to fetch water and win that.